Hello, and welcome to the Security Response Podcast, brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises ensure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast gives an overview of the Future Watch section of the March 2007 volume of the Internet Security Threat Report. The goal of this podcast is to discuss emerging trends and issues that Symantec believes will become prominent over the next 6 to 24 months. These forecasts are based on research that Symantec has collected during the six-month period from July 1st to December 31st, 2006, and are speculative in nature. In discussing potential future trends, Symantec hopes to provide organizations and end users with an opportunity to prepare themselves for rapidly evolving and complex security issues. Symantec expects a number of interesting security issues to emerge in the near future, including issues surrounding Microsoft Windows Vista. Symantec also predicts that phishers will expand the scope of their targets and develop new techniques to evade anti-phishing solutions. In addition, Symantec believes that spam and phishing will increasingly target mobile devices. Furthermore, Symantec is monitoring a number of new security threats brought with software virtualization. In the Future Watch section of the March 2007 volume of the Internet Security Threat Report, Symantec notes that threats posed to Microsoft's latest operating system, Windows Vista, are becoming evident. Windows Vista was released publicly in January 2007. In December 2006, Symantec reported a vulnerability in previous versions of Windows that also affected the version of Vista that was released to consumers in January. This indicates that Microsoft's security development lifecycle, while thorough, does not necessarily identify all potential vulnerabilities. That said, it appears that Microsoft's implementation of mitigating technologies such as address space layout randomization, GS, and data execution prevention could reduce the successful exploitation of any vulnerabilities that are discovered. Nevertheless, Symantec expects that new threats for Windows Vista will utilize older exploitation techniques that have been previously successful in order to bypass improvements in Windows Vista. For example, attackers may revert to attacks that utilize email, peer-to-peer, and social engineering techniques. Existing malicious code may also pose a problem for Windows Vista. According to research conducted by Symantec, some malicious code that did not originally target the new operating system may nevertheless affect it. This could be problematic because some enterprises may act on the belief that their installations of Windows Vista are immune to older malicious code samples. As a result, they may not deploy appropriate security solutions on new Windows Vista hosts, potentially leaving them vulnerable to infection by older malicious code samples. Symantec also points out that the release of Windows Vista makes third-party software security paramount. With the advent of Vista and the continued use of the security development lifecycle, it is likely that Microsoft-authored code will become more difficult to exploit. As a result, attackers may turn their focus to common third-party applications that are authored by companies that have not employed the security development lifecycle or other secure development practices, and therefore may be less secure. These third-party applications could include third-party security software, web browsers, instant messaging clients, email clients, and office suites. Third-party drivers may also be targeted as a means of gaining kernel-level access on compromised hosts. Only by implementing secure development practices can developers ensure the optimal security of their applications. Symantec recommends that enterprises planning a migration to Windows Vista do so first in small, non-critical environments, and that thorough security audits be conducted to reduce possible exposure to attack. In addition, enterprises should ensure that any third-party security solutions they currently use will run on Vista and are deployed in accordance with any existing security policies. In addition to issues surrounding Windows Vista, the Future Watch section of the March 2007 volume of the Internet Security Threat Report also discusses new phishing targets and techniques. Symantec believes that in the near future, phishers will expand the scope of their targets to include new industry sectors. For example, they will likely start to target a number of the secondary economies introduced through the so-called massively multiplayer online games, or MMOGs. MMOGs have become big business and are already attracting large groups of organized criminals who are using digital attacks for financial gain. In December 2006, 44 suspects were arrested for stealing $90,000 USD worth of digital assets from a single game. Symantec also expects that phishers will develop new techniques to evade anti-phishing solutions. Symantec has already started to see techniques to counter the effectiveness of block lists. In addition, attackers may already be using ready-made phishing kits, which have tools that an attacker can use to easily construct phishing email messages and phishing websites based on a template. Symantec has also observed that phishers are starting to adopt a technique known as intelligence lead phishing. This is a practice in which the phisher compromises a database or social networking site to obtain user information. This information is then used in a targeted phishing attack against the user in question. In addition to these evolved phishing techniques, Symantec expects to see more generic phishing attacks, that is, attacks that are not restricted to spoofing a particular brand. For instance, rather than impersonating an intended victim's bank, which would require knowing what bank the target uses, a generic phishing attack would encourage the target to change their bank account to Bank XYZ. These recently evolved techniques illustrate the need for enterprises and end users to deploy effective anti-phishing and anti-fraud solutions. Enterprises should be aware of and implement effective anti-phishing technologies and practices. Enterprises that engage their clients over the Internet should continue to stay abreast of new phishing methods and techniques. They should also monitor abuses of their brand in order to react appropriately and minimize potential damage to the company's reputation. End users should follow best security practices, including the use of regularly updated antivirus software, anti-spam software, firewalls, toolbar blockers, and other software detection methods. End users should also never disclose any confidential personal or financial information unless and until they can confirm that any request for such information is legitimate. Another prediction that Symantec makes in the current Future Watch discussion is that spam and phishing attacks will increasingly target mobile devices. In July 2006, Symantec reported that SMS and MMS had emerged as new vectors for spam and phishing activity. The term schmishing was coined by the industry to describe this class of threat. This represents a logical evolution from email to SMS and MMS as transport mechanisms for spam and phishing attacks. This is due in part to the fact that the technological and procedural defenses for devices deploying these services may not be as well developed or as widely deployed as those for other platforms. Additionally, users of mobile devices typically perceive messages received by SMS and MMS to be more personal than those received by email on a desktop computer. Furthermore, threats against these services have been rare thus far. As a result, users are more likely to trust those messages and to act on them. Symantec speculates that SMS and MMS-based phishing and spam will continue to increase in the next 6 to 24 months. Cellular operators will likely be forced to invest in filtering technologies to combat this growing problem. This issue will be compounded by the fact that there are a number of different internet-based SMS gateways that could allow users to supply their own originating number or name, which could be spoofed and used to send spam. As the costs of SMS services go down, the likelihood that these gateways will be used for spam activities will increase. The final prediction that Symantec makes in the Future Watch section is that new security threats will be brought by software virtualization. Software virtualization is a technology that allows one computer, known as the host, to run one or more distinct virtual computers, referred to as the guests. These virtual computers each run independently of the others and have their own virtual hardware, allowing the user to run multiple different operating systems on the same physical hardware. Many users assume that virtual machines provide a foolproof security barrier. However, guest virtual machines may not run the same security software as the host. For instance, they may not include antivirus software, personal firewalls, or host-based intrusion prevention products. As a result of these omissions, the virtual machines may be more exposed to threats than if they were run on independent hardware. While it is true that virtual machines can insulate against some current attacks, there are others against which they offer no protection. Virtualization technology may not diminish or protect against the threat of application-oriented threats, such as phishing and data theft. Symantec also believes that threats that are specific to virtualization technologies could emerge. These virtualization-specific threats could fall into two distinct classes of threat. The first type of threat targets the use of real hardware in virtualized machines. The second type of threat is related to the impact that software virtual machines may have on random number generators that are used inside guest operating systems on virtual machines. In the short to medium term, enterprises need to fully understand any potential impact that the use of software virtualization may have on the security of their environment and plan accordingly. They should control and monitor host operating systems very strictly, as the expected activity would likely be limited to the starting and stopping of virtual machines. Symantec feels that these threats constitute an important area of research and will continue to investigate and monitor these issues. That concludes our discussion on the Future Watch section of the March 2007 volume of the Internet Security Threat Report. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.